Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The Buffalo Happy Hour. My name is Derek, and today we are doing Flavier's Advent Calendar Day 21, and we're flying through this. We just have a couple left, so really excited to see where these last four take me on my whiskey tasting journey. We've had quite a bit during this recording session, ranging from Ireland and Finland and the West Coast, and I think that's all we did. We only did three today, right? 18, 19, 20. Yeah, this is 21. So we're kind of all over the place. I love that. I love that Flavier does stuff from different areas. This one is a dark copper. So the last couple were more on the lighter side. This one is very dark. So this associates to me somewhere along the lines of an older whiskey or a whiskey that is along the higher barometric pressure area of the continental United States, where the whiskey is interacting more with the wood, which is why it's coming out darker, because it's had more interaction with the oak. Let's smell this. I'm getting cherry on this one. Is that cherry or is that apple? It's like a fresh fruit note. Right now, I can't tell if it's the pit of a cherry, or if this is like a red gala apple or something like that. It's very ethanol-y, though. I just stuck my nose super deep in there, and that tingled my brain. So, very ethanol-y. Definitely some caramel, some oak. If I was to guess, I think this is probably American. This is going to sound really weird, but I'm trying to phrase this for you guys to see if you have the same experience. And if you do, let me know below. I feel like when I smell American whiskey, it's very compact and direct, where you're getting, you don't really have to hunt for smelling notes as much as you do with other products, or even American single malt, I should say. For this particular example, I'm going to use like a bourbon or a rye. You don't really have to hunt as hard for those smelling notes, because it smells like in both sides of my nose, I'm getting the same smell and there's no deviation. You just kind of have to decipher what it is. Whereas single malts and whiskey from Scotland and Ireland, I feel like there's a wide range, almost like a rainbow effect in your nose, where you're smelling different hues of this is sounding super trippy. I promise you, I don't do drugs. But to me, there's more of a range of smells that I get with scotch, even if it's a similar smell, just different variations of it. Whereas this is more like you get one strength of it and it hits you the same way every time you smell it. This is almost giving me like a candied apple or like a candied cherry note. I still don't know which one it is yet, which is interesting because I feel like that's really not difficult to decipher, but I'm struggling right now with it. Almost like a green Jolly Rancher, maybe. Yeah, it smells almost like artificial tackiness that you get with like the melted green Jolly Rancher, like not the good taste of it, but like the wax around the outside. All right, let's, I don't even know if I rated the last one. Did I rate the last one? Whatever. You guys figured it out by now. Nose, I'm going C. This is presenting itself as a more matured, almost like a, like you would drink this in a old estate. In the old estate, they have old estate, not the oldest state. Kind of key factor there. An old estate, but in like their mahogany wood library. Like that's what this really brings me to, because it tastes old, it tastes matured, but not in a bad way. It doesn't taste dusty. It just tastes like the wood and that cherry apple note are really jiving well together. I'm getting some bourbon influence or Kentucky influence, but not much. And since I normally associate apple with barley, I'm going to say, I don't know if this is necessarily a single malt, but I think this might be another blend, man. I think that this might, I wouldn't be surprised if this is maybe this isn't a blend. Maybe this is just a bourbon that is a very high malted barley percentage in the mash bill. Like a 60% or 70% corn, 15% rye, and 15% malted barley. Like the higher than normal than 5%. Like typical MGP mash bill is like that 74, 20, and 6. Like that's their typical mash bill. And I feel like as you start...
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone. And that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Producing more malted barley, especially in American whiskey, that tends to bring out this like cherry but candied apple note. I could be completely wrong. I could also see this being some sort of a blend because that apple note is pretty prominent. But I think this is an American whiskey. I don't think it's from Kentucky. I could see this being like a Ohio, Indiana, Midwest type product. But I don't think this is from Kentucky. And I think it's probably a bourbon from there. And high malted barley, but rye bourbon that potentially is like 98 proof, 99 proof. That's my guess. All right. I didn't give any ratings. Nose, I forgot what it is. I did give nose, but I forgot already. So nose, I'm going to go C+. Initial taste, I'm not mad at it. I would probably say B-. I think that's solid. Any note, probably going to go B-. I think it's a decent, well-rounded product. I think it's very traditional in your tasting notes. But I do like that added malted barley effect that I'm getting. Whether it's actually malted barley or not is to be determined. But that malted barley effect of that like candied apple or like a cherry pit note is pretty intriguing to me, where I do like this product more than typical bourbons. But I do think it's a bourbon. So let's check this out. Let's see what this is. Oh, okay. I have had this before. Interesting. Oh, port cask. I was wrong, but let's follow. Fellow explorers, today we're landing in the heart of the Pacific Northwest to explore whiskey innovation in Washington State. So it's definitely not Kentucky. Not even close. As you fly over the Cascade Mountain Range, you likely notice the stark contrast between the state's two sides, the dry, arid east and the verdant, mild west. Where are we at here? What is the Nashville? So this is Woodinville. Sorry, I didn't say that yet. This is Woodinville straight bourbon whiskey finished in port casks. Okay. So it's bourbon, 90 proof. Okay. So Woodinville, I actually, am a, this is funny, the Woodinville tag here, Flavio messed up. So the Woodinville area right over here has information about Finvarra, which is funny, because they're not the same, like, at all. Finvarra is an Irish whiskey that we reviewed a couple times ago. Does the Finvarra one have, nope, Finvarra is the same sheet, so that's cool. I don't have any more information. I mean, I could look it up, but Woodinville to me presents itself as a very good product. I enjoy Woodinville. I didn't give a final rating. Final rating, I'd go 81. I think that's solid. Woodinville is a very well-rounded product, in my opinion. I feel like they do a very good job of making their whiskey, and I really do enjoy their port cask finish product. It just takes a different twist on traditional, Kentucky tasting profile there. It's not my favorite product that they have. I think that Woodinville uses a very similar type of mash bill that MGP does, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look up Woodinville Whiskey Straight Bourbon Mash. It's got to be something similar. Hold on, guys. Woodinville Straight Bourbon Mash. Oh, yeah, I'm over 21. I hate that thing, man. So this is a no age statement, this says, which makes sense. 72 corn, 22 rye, and 6% malted barley. So there really wasn't a malted barley note there. That cherry note that I was getting that I thought was apple at some point is clearly from that port finish, and it was more of like a dark cherry sherry note that I probably should have been picking up instead of the apple. But is Woodinville, I don't know if Woodinville is made in, I should probably know this. It is made in Woodinville, I think, not MGP product. Let me check. Straight bourbon MGP. I'm pretty sure they make it there. Yeah, it's not aging in seasoned barrels in unique climate, making it a distinct flavorable non-MGP. Yeah, so it's a not MGP product, but it tastes like MGP because they use that same mash bill that MGP generally puts out, that 72, 22, 6, or some sort of combination of that. I like this product. I think Woodinville is one of those options that if I get somebody asking me, I want to go to the store and pick something up, what should I get? I normally recommend Woodinville because it is a product that generally pleases a lot of people. It's normally a product that tastes similar to Kentucky for like some of you that maybe are shopping for somebody in your family that likes Kentucky whiskey and hasn't ventured out. Woodinville is a very safe option, and they have products like this that are aged in that port that I think produce something better than Kentucky could. So Woodinville is always a solid go-to in my suggestion repertoire. And it's only $43.99. I mean, that's solid too. It's a very affordable price that's not Kentucky, but tastes similar enough to Kentucky that you're not going to throw people through a loop when you give them. Appreciate you all jumping into today's review. Needless to say, I would have it in my collection, and I would recommend it to all of you. This was episode 21 of 5 Years Advent Whiskey Calendar. We really appreciate it. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comments down below if you would have this in your collection, or if you do have it in your collection, or if you had it before, what your thoughts are. So I'd really like to know. We will see you tomorrow for day 22. And if you want to listen to the other 20, you can go to our YouTube channel and check those out. Appreciate you listening for tomorrow. Please always drink responsibly, give us a hand, and don't litter.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.